Turning now to Africa, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe today said land sieges from white farmers would continue and vowed to press ahead with plans for locals to take majority stakes in foreign companies. The news comes as Mugabe celebrates his 85th birthday at a huge party, which critics say is insensitive to an economic crisis which has left many families destitute.
Southern African finance ministers agreed yesterday to push for donor help to rebuild Zimbabwe after economic collapse and put the initial need at $2 billion. Charles Collins has this report.
The people of Zimbabwe are in the midst of the hardest and hungriest months before the annual maize harvest in April. This once regional breadbasket has in recent years become plagued by a food crisis, as well as political turmoil, inflation, and a cholera epidemic that has killed nearly 4,000 people and infected over 83,000 others. The United Nations World Food Program is currently providing food for cholera patients to help them fight the deadly disease. In addition, WFP spokesperson Claudia Altorio says that the organization is aiming to provide food assistance to 5.1 million people in the months leading up to the harvest.
We predict that the harvest will be rather poor due to widespread lack of seeds and fertilizer. So it's most likely that WFP will resume operations as early as August this year.
At a Southern African Development Community meeting on Friday, finance ministers agreed to push for donor help to rebuild the country. Zimbabwe had asked for a $2 billion economic rescue package, with $1 billion going towards emergency spending on schools, health, and infrastructure, and another $1 billion for development. However, Western donors and foreign investors are cautious and want to see concrete signs that a democratic government is created and economic reforms implemented before money will flow to the once relatively prosperous country. I'm Charles Collins.